Today's Shabbos Shabbos Yomi is Siman Tav Resh Nun Aleph Rav Tosif Ches. Now, even though the mitzvah of the Da'al Minim is fulfilled merely by taking them in your hand, there's a mitzvah to Rabbanon to perform Nanuim, otherwise known as, shakings, movements with these Da'al Minim. Now, broadly, this is done by moving the Da'al Minim away from the body and then back toward the body in the four directions of the compass, north, south, east, and west. And upward and downward. So basically, if you have those motions of away from the body and then back toward the body in the four directions plus upward and downward, so that in and of itself is basically 12 motions, correct? But the lulav itself is shaken three times in conjunction with the motions away from the body, and three times in conjunction with motions back toward it. So therefore, it's basically not just a toward the body, away from the body, then toward the body, but that's it's each direction three times away from the body and then back toward the body. So that's going to lead to a total of 36 shakings. Okay, now we will see this coming up more as well in Sif Tes. Now, this intro that I'm giving is really an intro for Sifim Ches through Yud Aleph, okay? Now, the time, manner, order, and other details that pertain to these Nanuim are basically the subject of these upcoming four Sifim. And throughout these Sifim, we generally are going to refer to the full sequence of these 36 shakings as waving the Lulav Set, waving. Then we're going to refer to the single back and forth motion as a motion sequence. And then to a single rattling of the lulav, we're going to refer to as a shake. And that's the terminology that we're going to use. Now, much of the discussion in this sif is going to revolve around Hallel, which consists of Tehillim, Prakim, Kuf Yud Gimel, through Kuf Yud Ches, along with a bracha before it and another bracha after it. And as you know, it is recited after the Shemona Esrei of Shacharis on each day of Sukkot. And the Da'al Minim are held throughout Hallel. And the Nanuim are done, as we're going to see, at several points during the actual recital of Kuf Yud Ches, as we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Now, here we go. V'yinanea b'sha shemivarech. A person has to wave the lulav set. Again, when we refer to wave, we're talking about the full 36 shaking at the time of reciting the bracha over it. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Yinanea, Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. So you have to go ahead and be Yinanea, wave it, Bisha She Mevarech, when you make the bracha. And then he says, Afilu Notel Shalom Bishas Halel, Menanea Lechol Aruchos. Even if one is taking it and reciting the bracha, not at the time of Halel, right, which we, often do. Sometimes it's right before Halel, sometimes it's, as we saw before, the Minagari, to do it in the Sukkah early in the morning, according to some. So he says, regardless of when you do it, and even if it's not part of Hallel, you should, after the bracha, you should go ahead and do the waving. And this he should do, wave in all directions, even though he'll take it again at the time of Hallel. And when one waves it actually during Hallel, one should break up these motion sequences. Okay? Remember, we said the single back and forth motion is the motion sequences. You break it up. Behodu la Hashem kitov tzas, uktzas bechi liolam chazdo, vechein be'ana. Meaning, we go ahead and we distribute out these motion sequences, doing some at the words hodu la Hashem kitov and others at ki liolam chazdo, and we do the same at ana Hashem. Okay, and that's what we do. V'lo yaneya b'sha she'omer Hashem. And we don't have this motion sequence when we say the word Hashem. So we basically, at all these words, we have a motion sequence, which is the motion sequence of back and forth, right? Back and forth, which are three back and forths, which is the motion sequence we're talking about, at all these words. And hodu, then we stop, Hashem, ki, Tov, ki, yolam chazdo. And that's what he says. Vim kain, bahodu yase b'chol teva nanua achas. So it comes out then that at the pasuk of Hodu, he should perform one motion. Works out that he performs one motion sequence. Bechol teva, right? Bechol teva nanu achas uva ana. Bechol teva shtei nanuim. He'll do at ana at every word two motion sequences. So that's how we do it. In other words, by Hodu we do Hodu. By Hodu we do a full motion sequence of three full motion sequences. Away, back, away, back, away, back on Hodu. Then we say Hashem, and then we go to the right, etc. With each one, we do one motion sequence, okay, which is times three for each word by Hodu. But by Ana, it's and Na. You're doing two motion sequences times three, okay, in two different directions, and that's what's happening. And that's what he goes on. And that's what he says. For each of the motion sequences, one should bring the bottom of the lulav opposite his chest. This is the Magen Avram. And the Eliyahu Rabbe, however, cites in the name of the Maril that what would he do? That the Eliyahu Rabbe, he, however, cites in the name of the Maril that he would remain standing in place, facing east. And during all the nanuim, okay, for each of the motion sequences, and what would he do? Rak hefach yadav neged aruchos. He would only move his hands in each direction. V'neged mariv herim es lulav al ktefo me'acharav. Okay, but when waving, so again, what he would do was, he would remain standing in place, facing east, for each of the motion sequences, and he would only move his hands in each direction. And then when he goes west, neged marav, herim es lulav al ktefo me'acharav. When he go west, he would lift the lulav over his shoulder toward the back. And he says, v'chein mashma loshana shulchan aruch shekasav. And he says, and this seems to be the implication of shulchan aruch, when he says, umeitin rosh halulav l'chot saj manea. When he says, okay, and this we're going to see in the Ramah, in Siftes, when he says, one tilts the tip of the lulav toward each direction in which he waves, mashma du omeid al amdo, which indicates that one remains in place. So, Eliyahu Rabbe, his approach, as opposed to the Magen Avram, because the Magen Avram said that for each of the motion sequences, for each of the nanuim, one should bring the bottom of the lulav opposite his chest, which would then imply that one should turn his body in the direction toward which he waves the lulav set. Right? And this would always constantly then be opposite his chest. So that's what he means when he says that the Magen Avraham says for each of the motion sequences, one should bring the bottom of the lulav opposite his chest, implying that one should turn his body in the direction toward which he waves the lulav set, so that it's constantly opposite his chest. But the Eliyahu Rabbe, he, quoting the Maharil, he says that you stand in the place facing east, and for each of the motion sequences, the Nanum, he would only move his hands in each direction, and then obviously when waving toward the west, he's going to have to then lift the lulav over his shoulder toward the back. So you see, often you'll see both approaches taken by people. You'll sometimes see people do like the Magen Avraham, and many doing like what he's saying here, that of the Eliyahu Rabbe, and which seems to be what he says, the implication of the Shulchan Aruch, really the Ramah, coming up in Sif Tes. Then we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein yinaneh behodu l'ashem pam achas. And now he goes on and he says, the Shulchan Aruch, and so too you do a shaking in hodu l'ashem pam achas, one time, u'menanim b'chol hodu sheyomru. And you also, the Ramah adds, that you do a nanua, nanuim, in every hodu sheyomru. So we see here, the Shulchan Aruch says, you do a motion sequence, b'hodu l'ashem, one time. And the Ramah is saying, you do it at every hodu. So what does this mean? So let's look at the Shulchan, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifat Lamed Ches, v'chein yinaneh b'hodu l'ashem, t'chsiv. You do nanuim in hodu l'ashem, why? Because it says, t'chsiv, it says in the pasuk, az yiranu atzei hayar. It says, in the psukim, then the trees of the forest will rejoice. So what does that mean in our context? Right? Ksiv basrei hodu l'ashem. Right? And right after that, okay, it says hodu l'ashem. So in our context, this means that the Jewish nation will rejoice by the way of the trees of the forest. And after that, it says hodu l'ashem. Ksiv basrei, after that, it says Vamru Hoshienu. Afterwards, it says, right, that, right afterwards, it says Hoshienu, which means right afterwards, save us. And then, and that is why, Alkein Menanim Gana Ba'ana Hashem Hoshiana, right, because it says Hoshienu, right, declare, save us, that's why we also wave it at Ana Hashem Hoshiana. So because of the, because of it says, Aziranu Atayar, and then it says Hodu Hashem, so that's why we say it Hodu Hashem. And afterwards when it says Hoshienu, that's why we say it Ana Hashem Hoshia Na. Okay? Now from the Shulchan Aruch, it says that you do it Pamachas, Lamites. He says, Ayeim Bebeis Yosef, Shadaito Yaran. So check out the Beis Yosef, that his opinion is like the Ran, that She'em Nanim Ela Bohodu Harishon. We only do the Nanuim, the motion sequence, at the first Hodu She'omrim, Avalo Bohodu She'omrim Hakal, but not in the Hodu that the Kahal is going ahead and responding to Acha She'amar HaShliach Tzibur, Yomer Na Yisrael, or Yomer Na, right, Beis Aron. The Hodu Hashem, after each of the statements of the, each of the statements of the Shliach Tzibur, that Hodu Hashem, the Shulchan Aruch, does not say you shake the lulav at. Aval HaRamah, but that's the Ramah coming up, right, who says, U'munanim b'chol Hodu Sheyomru. So the Ramah, Kasav U'munanim b'chol Hodu Sheyomru. You say it in every Hodu, U'kidas HaRush, which is like a Rush, B'cheinu Menageinu, that's the Menag Ashkenaz. I happen to have davened at a, on Sukkis, by a Sephardi shul, and they actually do it only at Hodu Hashem, like the Shulchan Aruch. They don't do it. They only do it at the first Hodu Hashem of the Chazan, and that's it. They don't do it at all the Hodu Hashems of the Kahal, when the Kahal answers the Shliach Tzibur. And Sifkat of Nem, and that's the Ramah who says, Umunanim b'chol Hodu, you do the motion sequences. Again, I say the motion sequences, each motion sequence is times three by each word in the Hodu Hashem Kito, except for at the word Lashem, where you keep it still. So Rosa Lomar, Hakal. This means talking to the Kahal. The Kahal goes and does it. The Kahal goes and does it at each of the Hodus, which is like each of the four Hodus. Aval HaShliach Tzibur, Eino Menanea Ela Bahodu Arishon. The HaShliach Tzibur does not do it together with the rest of the Kahal when they're saying their Hodus. He only does it at his first Hodu. Again, the Minog seems to be, in most Ashkenaz Shul, is the first Yomar Na Yisrael. That is when the Shliach Tzibur also will shake the lulav at that first Yomar Na Yisrael. But after that, they do not. Okay. So basically, when the Kahal, when they go ahead and they respond with Hodu and they wave their lulav set, the Chazan is basically silent and does not wave his set along with him. Okay, let's move weiter. The Shulchan Aruch continues on, and he says, "Uvahodu Lashem shebesof shekof lemoso shliach tzibur vatzibur menanim shnei pamim." Now he says, at the later Hodu Lashem, at the end of Halal, right after Ana Hashem Hoshiana, if you remember, we say Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem Eli Atavi Avdeka Lekaramekah. Then we say Hodu Lashem Kitov twice. So he says at that time, when both the Shliach Tzibur and the Kahal say Hodu Lashem twice, so then there is a double, okay, there's a double shaking of the lulav. You have the waving of the lulav set at each of those hodus, which again, at each Hodu Hashem, there is 36 shakings with this single back and forth motion at each word times three, right? You have that back and forth motion times three at each word. So that's where it comes out to 36 total motions. And that's going to be 36 at the first Hodu Hashem at there at the end, and then another 36 at the second Hodu Hashem. So there are two Hodu Hashems at the end that both the Shliach Tzibur and the Tzibur partake in the shaking of the waving, shaking of the lulav. We now move weiter in the Shulchan Aruch, and he continues on. V'chein ba'ana Hashem Hoshiana menanea shnei pamim. Also, in Ana Hashem Hoshiana, okay, you also have these 36. 36 motions in the Ana Hashem Hoshiana, but you do it two times because we say Ana Hashem Hoshiana two times. So each of the Ana Hashem Hoshiana, we also do the Nanuim, and if you remember, each word is split into two directions. So in the Ana, it's By the we have three times one of the back and forth motions, and then in the Na, when you go to, right, from east to, okay, you start going east. That's what you do first. And then after east, you then go to your right, which is south. And then you go back to your west, which is behind you. And then you go to the north, which is to your left. And then you go up and you go down. And each letter gets broken up into, each word gets broken up into two of those directions. So just to really spell out what we're saying now, according to the Minhag Ashkenaz, that we do it at all the Hodus, let's break it up how we go. So we say, at the Hodu, we do three back and forth motions. Then we bring it back to our chest and we keep it steady. When we say Lashem, we keep it facing up. And then we go to the right, which is south, and at the key. And then when we get to Tov, we go behind us to the west. Again, at each direction in the Hodu Lashem, it's three back and forth motions. And then at Tov, we go to the north, which is to your left. Again, another three back and forth motions. And then Li'olam, upwards, three motions up, right? Upwards. And then that's Chazdo, so upwards is Li'olam, and Chazdo is the three back and forth motions going down. In Anna Hashem, the way it is three, right to the east in front of you. Then Na, to your right, which is south. Then you bring it back to you, and then behind you, Ho, and then to your left, Shia. So it's the Shia to your left, which is north, and then Na is going to be up and down. Because each word is two directions, okay? And that's how you break it up. And if people who know what they're doing, that's how they do it. And that's based on what we're saying, the Mishnah Berurah, how the Mishnah Berurah said to do it there in Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. We now move weiter, okay? Rama. V'yesh omer. Shashliach tzibur menanea gam kein k'shiyomar yomer na Yisrael. And as I pointed out before, the Minhag Ashkenaz, is what the Rama is bringing out, that the Chazan also waves it when he says yomer na Yisrael, which is what we do. But he doesn't say it in the psukim that say Yomruna, Yomruna Beis Aron, and Yomruna Yisrael. V'chein nagu, and this is the minhag. Look at the Shabura, Sipat Nemav, Shashliach Tzibur, Hainu, Shashliach Tzibur, Minanea, Bahodu, V'yomru, Yomar Na. Meaning that the Shliach Tzibur, he will wave it at Hodu and Yomar Na. However, V'yomruna Beis Aron, V'yomruna Yirei Hashem, Lo Minanea. He's not going to go ahead and do it. The reason is because when he says Yomer Na Yisrael, that's a prompt of sorts to the Tzibur to say Hodu. So therefore, he waves along with them. However, when he says Yomru Na Beis Aron Yomru Na Yirei Hashem, there he is not speaking about Klal Yisrael. He's not going ahead and referring to the entire nation of Yisrael. Ba'kal minanim b'chol pam she'onim hodu. But when it comes to the Kaal, they wave each time that they respond hodu. Hare arba pamim b'hodu. So they're going to do it four times at hodu. Uv'ana Hashem Oshia. Okay, and when it comes to Ana Hashem Oshia, hashliach tzibur ba'kal minanim shtei pamim. Right, when it comes to Ana Hashem Oshia, so there, the Chazan and the Kaal waved twice, and Behodu Shebesof Gam Kein Akal Vashliach Tzibur Minanim Shtei Pamim. And at the Hodu at the end, when you do it twice, two Hodus, there also the Kaal and the Chazan do it two times. V'mispal Bichidi Eino Minanea Ela Behodu Shebetchilas Hallel Ubesof Hallel Ubeana Hashem Oshiana. If one is davening alone, then he's going to wave it only at the Hodu at the beginning of the Hallel, and at the end of Hallel, and at Ana Hashem Oshiyana. Then he says, "In lo eviyu lo halulav, uve emtza Hallel eviyu lo." Now he adds on something that if initially he did not have the lulav set brought to him, and then in the emtza Hallel it's brought to him, mutter levarech alav bein haprakim, he can make the bracha on the esrog lulav in between the prakim, tahainu bein mizmor lemizmor, between each of the different mizmors. So let's say between Betzeis Yisrael and Lolanu, or between Lolanu and Hashem Zichrono Yevarech, the bracha can be recited. We now move weiter to Sif Tes, and once again, just a little bit of an introduction. The coming three Sif, and we're only going to do one more sif today, but the coming three sifim describe how to perform the Rabbanan mitzvah of waving the Dal Aminin. The Gemara teaches that one performs an outward and an inward motion as we've been describing with them, and most Rishonim understand that one does so in all four directions, as we pointed out. The Gemara further says that one also waves them upwards and downwards, and Yushalmi adds, Minanea shalosh pamim al kol dover adover, that one shakes the lulav three times for each motion, namely for each extension and for each retraction of the hands while holding the Dal Aminin. So it's going to be three times for each double motion of extension and bringing it back to you. And the interrelationship between the Gemara and the Yushalmi is actually subject to a machlokes amongst the Rishonim. The Rambam maintains that one moves the lulav back and forth only one time in all six directions and rattles the lulav three times in conjunction with each thrust forward and each retraction of the lulav. The Darchei Moshe and the Taz understand that the rattling is done along with each motion. The view of the rush and the tour, as understood by the Beis Yosef and Sevel Achronim, is that one moves the lulav back and forth only one time in all six directions. And at the end of each motion, whether outward or inward, one shakes the lulav in a slight back and forth motion three times. And then finally, there's a Gaon cited by the Tur, and it's also the Bala Itur, as well as the Rush and the Tur, as interpreted by the Darchei Moshe and other Achronim. They maintain that Yushalmi means to say that one moves the lulav back and forth three times in all directions, and accordingly, it leaves its leaves, right, are neither shaken in a slight back and forth motion, nor are they rattled at all. So the truth is there are other interpretations, but these are the main shitas. So by the way, in the first paragraph of our sif, the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin in accordance with the second opinion, namely the view of the Rosh and the Tur as understood by the Beis Yosef, as opposed to the Rosh and the Tur as understood by Darchei Moshe, and that is that one moves the lulav back and forth only one time in all six directions, and at the end of each motion, whether outward or inward, he shakes the lulav in a slight back and forth motion three times. That's how the Shulchan Aruch, okay, paskins. The Ramah, in his comment to the Shulchan Aruch, seems to go ahead and follow the third opinion, namely a Gaon brought down by the Tur and the Bala Itur, as well as the Rosh and the Tur is understood by the Darchei Moshe, that they held that the Yushalmi meant to say that one moves the lulav back and forth three times in all directions, and the leaves are neither shaken in a slight back and forth motion, and nor are they rattled at all. The Mishnah Berurah will point out in Sif Katan Mem Gimel that this is, or Mem Dalet, sorry, that this does not seem to be consistent with the Ramah earlier, where he seems to mention that the leaves are rattled at each motion. And then the second paragraph that we're going to have here in the Ramah is based on the requirement to hold the Dal Aminim in the upright position, as we saw earlier in Sif Beis. And considering this requirement, the Ramah discusses how to hold the lulav while performing the downward motion, right, sequence when you go down, but you also have to keep the lulav facing up. So let's see now Sif Tes. Hananuahu shemolich shado mikinegdo v'hala v'yinanea sham. Shalosh pamin ba'olacha v'shalosh pamin ba'va. So, as we said, the Shulchan Aruch's position is that the waving is performed as follows. One moves his hand away from himself and shakes the lulav there three times at the extended motion. And then one shakes again three times at the retracting motion when he brings it back to himself. Rama adds, Toref ha-lulav u-mechasches ha-alin b'chol nanua, that one shakes the lulav and rattles the leaves at each motion. So again, here we see the Rama saying that the leaves are rattled at each motion, as opposed to what we see afterwards coming up in the Rama when he seems to be saying differently. Okay, and that's what we pointed out in our intro to this sif. But here, Rama says that one shakes the lulav and rattles the leaves at each motion. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues, the achar kach mote yado tzad acher v'ose chein. And then afterwards, the Shulchan Aruch says, one turns his hands in another direction and does the same thing. And he says, chein l'chol tzad me'ar betzadin u'malu u'mata. And likewise, for each of the four directions, east, south, west, north, and then upwards and downwards, that's what he says, umala umata, umala umata, mizrach, mizrach. No, okay, anyway, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan mem beis, shemolach yadav yaneir sham shalosh pamim ba'olacha, v'otzolomar ha'olacha oseh pamachas. This means Shulchan Aruch to say is saying here that one performs the extending motion once. Ha'olacha oseh pamachas, aval hananua be'es ha'olacha oseh shalosh pamim. But the shaking at the time of the extending motion is done three times. V'chein ba'ava, kishamevi alulav etzlo, oseh gamken hananua shalosh pamim. So too at the retracting motion, where one brings the lulav back to himself, the shaking is likewise done three times. He says, Vayein lekamei behaga. He says, and we'll see coming up in the Ramah what he has to say about it. But again, that's the Shulchan Aruch going with the second opinion that we brought down in our introduction, which is the Rasha and the Tor, as understood by the Beis Yosef and a number of Achronim. And now we continue on in Sifkatan Mem Gimel, Umechasches Ha'alin, the Ramah said. The Ramah said that you shake the lulav and rattle the leaves at each motion. Rotzalomar Kiskus Ma'at. He means to say that you go ahead and you do a light rattling. V'mananim bekoach ad shenima ashekemat shalulav nishbar al yedezer. But shaking with such force that the lulav nearly breaks, hutos. That is a mistake. In other words, it has to be a light rattling, but if you shake it with such force that the lulav nearly breaks, the Chayyadim says that's a big mistake. And now the Ramah continues, Haga, back to the Ramah. V'ha'olacha v'ava hi atzma ha'ninua. He says, here, the Ramah says, the extending and retracting motion is itself the required shaking. Ki molich umevi shalosh pamim l'chol ruach. This is because one for one is performing an extending and retracting motion three times in each direction. So here we have, as we said, the Ramah now saying and going seemingly like the Gon and the brought down in the Tor, the Bala Itur, as well as the Darchei Moshe's understanding of the Rosh and the Tor, that we basically have the extending and retracting motion. That itself is the required shaking that we're talking about, because you're doing that extending and retracting motion actually three times in each direction, as we, you know, have been actually described the way we actually described it when we did it, and that's the way we do it as well. So let's look at the Mishnah Brura here, because now, as I said in my introduction, in Mem Dalid, he's going to bring the fact that the Ramah here seems to not be in line with the Ramah in the parentheses above in the Mechaber. So look what he says, Sif Katan Mem Dalid Va'olacha V'ha'ava. He says, Ha'aga Cholik Al Mechaber. The Ramah here is arguing on the Mechaber. For Daito, his opinion is that Tzarech L'Holich L'Havi Shalosh Pamim. As we said, his opinion is that you have to perform the extending and retracting motion three times, as he writes, K'moshe Kasav L'Kameh, as he writes below, L'Havi Kasav Hi Atzma Hananua. And when he says here, and he writes, that the extending and retracting motion is itself the required shaking, Ein Rotza Lomar She'ein Tzarech Nanua Klal. This doesn't mean to say that one need not shake the lulav sharply at all. Kasav Lael, because as we said before, the Ramah himself in the parentheses above said, he says one shakes or rattles the lulav at each motion. Right? He rattles it. Ela rotolomar, shalo yase ananunim be'es sheyigmor alacha li'ava. Rather, his intention here is to say that one does not perform the shakings upon completing the extending and retracting motion. Rather, he should perform them at the time of the extending and retracting motion itself, and do that with a rattling of the leaves, as the Ramah himself, that's what he meant earlier there in the parentheses. So it comes out that according to the Ramah, then that one extends and retracts the lulav three times in each direction, and one rattles the leaves of the lulav during each motion. Now, ostensibly, this is unlike any of the opinions that we've basically cited in the intro to this sif. However, the Ramah, what he's doing is, he's setting forth a course of action that fulfills the mitzvah both according to the third view, which requires moving the lulav back and forth three times in each direction with no rattling of leaves, and according to the first view, if you remember, which requires moving the lulav back and forth only once in each direction while rattling the leaves along with each motion three times. So if you remember, that was, if you remember the opinion that we cited right in the beginning of our intro to the Sif, that of the Rambam as understood by the Ran and Rabbeinu Manoach, that one moves the lulav back and forth only one time in all six directions and rattles the lulav, right, three times in conjunction with each thrust forward and each retraction of the lulav. Now, the Prima Gadim happens to assert that even according to the Ramah, the essential halacha follows the third view that we said, that rattling the lulav in accommodation of the first view is just the minag, but not the strict halacha. The Mishnah Brura below, we'll see in Sifkat and Mem Zayin, will imply the same, as he says that it is proper, he's going to say, to also rattle the leaves. Finally, now the Ramah is going to go on, and he's going to explain that even though there is a requirement of holding the Dalaminim in the upright position, Derech De Lasan, we're going to see how that might or might not jive with the halacha of having to go ahead and perform the downward motion sequence. So let's see. The Ramah says, Umatin Rosh HaLulav V'chot Tzad Shemana Ne'anegdo. One tilts the top of the lulav in each direction toward which he performs these motions. Ukisha Magia Lamata Hov Chol Lamatas. Now we decide, now he explains. And when he performs the downward motions, he turns it upside down, right? Of Hov Chol Lamata. Umikri Derech De'lasan. But this is still considered Derech De'lasan, holding it in the position in which they grew. Why? Why is this still considered Derech De'lasan? Because this understanding here is saying that since he holds them in his hand in the position which they grow, that's still considered derech de'lasan, even though he is going ahead and he is turning it upside down when he goes in the downward motion. However, he says, he says, however, there are those who are meticulous not to turn the lulav over when performing the downward motions. This is the opinion of the Maril, Beis Yosef, he says, he says, this is the Maril, the Beis Yosef, quoting his father. He also heard it from the Mareinu HaRav Shachna, who saw this from Mareinu HaRav Yaakov Palik. And he says, this is written also in the Kisrei Ari. And finally, Ramah says, and what is the Minag? Minag Kisvar Rishona, V'chein Nerlika. And he says, in his view, the first approach is the authoritative halacha. Let's finish up here in the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Mem Hey, Hoil Umachsik Osam Bi Yado. Since he holds them in his hand, in the position which they grow. So that was the first opinion. Namely, look at the Mishnah Brura. Rotzalomar Hoil Shanatila, Shanatalosam Mitchila Bi Yado Hey Derech Elasa. He means to say that since when he initially took the Dalaminim in hand, they were in the position in which they grow. Shuv Ein Makbidin Al Manuim Shi Derech Elasa. We are no longer particular that the motions should be with the lulav in the position in which it grew. However, the medaktikin, those who are meticulous, they're machmer not to turn the lulav over, okay, when actually performing the downward motions. Why? Mishum chash shehu shelo gederech laso, because of the chash that the motion is not considered a good motion since it's not currently being held in the position in which it grew, and he says this is not the same as the other motion sequences. He says when you're going downward, this is not like the other motion sequences, because there you're merely tilting the lulav to the side and does not actually turn it over. Whereas here, if you go ahead and you turn it over, the top of the lulav will point downward and the bottom will be in his hand. Therefore, he says the alkain. Therefore, one should not turn it over, but rather lower the lulav after having performed the upward motion three times. You just then below go down. Okay. Again, the Mishnah Brura here is predicated on the halacha here that the downward sequence follows the upward sequence. We'll see this coming up in Sif Yud. So therefore, after completing the full upward motion sequence, he's saying he performed the downward motion just by lowering the lulav toward the ground, but still holding it upright. And finally, he says his view is that the first approach is the authoritative halacha, right? V'chein nira li ikar. The ataz kasav, the yoter tov shelo yavchenu. However, he puts it, the taz, however, writes that it's better not to turn it upside down, because this way you'll satisfy all the views, whereas whereas if he turns it over, is concerned that the authoritative view is
that which maintains that this is not the position in which it grew. And he says, "V'chein kasav derechaim v'chay adam shekainu nachon," to go like the svara achrona, not like the Rama says the minhag, like the svara rishona, but to go with the second one, because that would be good l'chol adayos.